Welcome to another episode of the Forgotten Epic Podcast. I'm here with your host Joseph, here with Zach today. How you doing today?
Dude, things are really good. It's off to a strong start for the week for me. How about you?
Can't complain. Cannot complain. It's another Monday, another day in the books. So looking to get started. Obviously this week is the first week of four. I guess no, it's not. I was gonna say it's first full week of April, but it is the eclipse today. Jake Cole. And J. Cole kind of has Twitter by storm right now, a lot of stuff is going on right now. So got lots to talk about. Today was just going to be NBA strictly today. If you're looking for NFL, that will be next podcast, which will be Wednesday, and then we'll go over our last AFC division, and then we'll probably that with maybe a possibly a NFC division, just because the draft is upcoming, I think, in the next 2 3 weeks. So trying to get up on that. But we start today off with just first off, just please respond, please like, subscribe, as well as comment. And if you do comment, please be respectful when you make a comment. But yeah, I think everybody has been respectful with the comments. That's not a dig at anyone. Everyone's saying their opinion and whatnot, and we appreciate that. Our latest video with just NBA kind of took storm, reaching that 135 views, our highest viewed episode so far since we've been doing this, and we appreciate every single viewer. We thank you all for viewing and leaving your opinions about what we said. But we wanted to dive deeper in it because there were some disagreements there with what we said, and I think deservedly so. I think Jokic does have a say in a lot of things that's going on right now in terms of him being at the best right now, and him being in his prime, and him being one of the top centers, if not the best center in the league. So I think people do have the right to call us out on that. Obviously, we are not racist. We don't have racist views. That's kind of a little bit aggressive, but I definitely understand people's opinion for thinking that Jokic is one of the best centers of all time.
Yeah, I think
Yeah, go ahead.
where the conversation, which I thought I shared, and hopefully we can get a little bit more into that today. Jokic, he's a phenomenal player on the offensive side of the floor, where I think he has some, what's the word? Shall we say
Growth?
opportunity?
Yeah.
Some growth is on the defensive side, and I think if we were to reveal like our top five centers of all time, or look historically at the game, you would see guys who do it on the offensive and defensive side of the floor, and I think that's super impactful to playing the game of basketball, to winning championships. Something that Jokic, he has won, and I'm sure he'll probably get a couple more in there before his career comes to a close. So it's just really we need to have that discussion on where he does stack up against some of the greats, because he's going to rack up some MVPs here if the voters continue to do so, and he's going to out MVP a lot of guys, and that's going to push him ahead on the top rankings of all time. And I'm just not sure he's there, quite frankly.
Yeah, I think we are on the same page there, and I think what we'll get to first is going off of our top five centers, and maybe you can start with yours. What do you? Who are your top five centers of all time?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't, I think let's go by ranking 1 through 5. I give you
Yeah.
1, 1, 2, 2 type deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the greatest of all time, someone who's forgotten, he's got a case to be the greatest player of all time when it comes to basketball. He's won championships at the high school level, the college level, in the NBA. Before Giannis, he was the guy who won the championship for the Bucks, and then he came to Los Angeles and did the same thing, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And I don't think it's anyone that's close to the career. I think other guys that make the list will show like they can rival some, year by year numbers. But as far as an overall basketball career, specifically, let's just shut it down to NBA. I'm totally fine doing that. The guy had how many MVPs? 6 championships. And I mentioned for two different teams, 6 MVPs. And then the big one for me that separates him from other guys, 10 all-time defensive teams. So he's doing it on both sides, the offensive and the defense. For his
Yeah.
career, he has the one of the most unstoppable moves of all time, the sky hook. The guy averaged 24, 11, 2.5 blocks on 56% shooting for his entire career. So Do you have any disagreement there with naming Kareem as a top player overall and a top
No,
center overall?
I don't. And actually, what I took it a step further, and I didn't want to do a full career comparison. I wanted to do more of a full. I wanted to do more of like a box of where they're at now. Like Jokic is 29, so I did. So what I did is I looked at the first 9 seasons through all these players that I have listed,
Okay.
and I'll start with Kareem, and you can keep on going with your part for the full accolade. I just wanted to kind of give the other side of it. That way people can know. And at this time, at Kareem's age, because I have him number one as well, but at this time, he only had one championship. He made six all first team all NBA. He made eight all NBA first team. He made seven all defensive teams. He had five MVPs, eight all-stars, and one finals MVP. Jokic at this age, comparatively, one championship, three first team all NBA, five all NBA, two MVPs, one finals MVP, and six all-stars appearances. So just in comparison to that, obviously, no, Jokic has more MVPs at this point than I'm sorry, has less MVPs at this point. He has less all NBA, he has less first team all NBA. And but he has the same amount of championships. And I think after we've seen players after that, they turn like 29, 30 years old, start to get the collective championships that they that they've gotten, you know, whether it be Kobe, whether it be LeBron, whether it be Michael, you know, and so forth and so forth. But I wanted to kind of draw that because to your point, no defensive player accolades, no defensive player of the year accolades for this particular individual, but eight or sorry, seven all defensive teams. And this was back when there were great defensive centers, Robert Parrish, Bill Walden, just to name a few, Moses Malone, another one. So these are so there wasn't a time where there weren't good defensive centers at this era, and I'm sure I'm forgetting a lot more, but just to name a short list, I don't even think Jokic is great, and this is not a anti-Jokic call, but this is more of a reasoning for us not saying, you know, saying that he is in the top five big at this point in his career. Now, obviously that can change, right, with his accolades, but I don't think he'll ever get any all defensive player of the league, player of the year awards. But go ahead, Zachary,
I
sorry.
think if he does, I think that's only going to move him to the rank, to the improve his ranking and get him into that top five that a lot of people, specifically in the comments, they kind of like, you know, he's easily top five. And I don't know if it was a thoughtful comment or if it was just an immediate thought, but hopefully we can have, you know, continue this conversation because he's a great player. Like, I don't think there's holes in his game offensively. It's just defensively, I think. You know, and I think all time, if we were ranked all time players, that's why I have Jordan ahead of LeBron because the guy did it on offensive and defense. So,
Yeah,
but
I
let's
agree.
continue with the center conversation. Let's go to number two.
Number two, who do you got number two?
So I think now that one's gone, I think we both agree. I think this is where we might have some differences. Okay.
Okay.
And this is if you're only a fan of today basketball, I think now you can start saying, all right, Jokic belongs. And for me, it's Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
I think Shaquille O'Neal, especially like on the Lakers for me, in like those early 2000 runs, the dude was absolutely unstoppable. Like he was stronger than most, faster than most, bigger than most in size. I understand you can say, hey, he played with another great player in Kobe Bryant, but Shaq was really the person carrying those finals. If you look at his numbers, you would think it's some video game type stuff in the NBA finals.
Yeah.
And the big piece for me is rosters were designed not to stop Shaquille O'Neal, but an extra big or two was added to your roster just for fouls. Like that's
Yeah.
the crazy part. It's like right now, the 13th, 14th man of the NBA might be a shooter or a defensive specialist, possibly, right? But during Shaq's time, it wasn't that. It was used for 7 foot guys to just foul Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
And that was about it. So again, someone that did it on the offensive, he had three defensive all defensive teams for his careers. And I'm just talking Lakers, right? We can go on before that when he was the rookie of the year and he turned the Magic from what do you call that
A lottery
expansion
team.
team into an actual, well, they were an expansion team when he joined, and he turned them into an NBA Finals team, like
Team.
him and Penny Hardaway. And it's just absolutely phenomenal. You beat Michael Jordan in the comeback. They ended up losing to the finals to another guy that I'll have in my top five. But Shaquille O'Neal was absolutely unstoppable. He had possibly the greatest 3-year stretch of all time. And if you look at those years that they three-peated.
Yeah, no, I agree with how impactful Shaq was, especially to that roster. However, I don't have him at two. I have him a little bit higher in the list. I have Hakeem Olajuwon at two, and the reason being is because,
I alluded to Hakeem, see, so I think we're
but
yeah.
I think Hakeem was probably, and probably to this date, has influenced the big man game in so much. He's influenced a guy like Jokic to kind of have post moves and kind of have footwork. Embiid, the list goes on and on. Giannis, the list goes on and on of Olajuwon's impact of just players today and just his time. Like he was one of those guys who maybe was ahead of his time when he started in the 80s, and then in the 90s once Jordan left, he did two-peat. But I think Olajuwon does not get a lot of credit for his defense. To me, like he averaged over three blocks a
Really?
game in his career.
Oh,
And he averaged over, I think, almost two steals in his career. He was, but my thinking is this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he only had two, maybe one Defensive Player of the Year awards in his whole career, which is wild to think about because he was one of the greatest defenders, if not the best defenders of all time. So, and that's not even to mention his accolades. I mean, all NBA, first team all NBA, all defensive, the amount of all stars he's did. And I think all stars were a little bit more impactful back then, to me at least, than nowadays because of just the amount of players that were that they were in competition with. And I think Olajuwon is in my eyes the second best big man of all time.
And is there something to say how in a decade of the 90s that was dominated by Michael Jordan winning, six of the championships and the Bulls, what have you, the years that Jordan was gone,
Olajuwon.
Hakeem won those two rings. So there's something to say there.
And I think again, comparing it to Jokic, I think Jokic got a lot of play style from Hakeem. Because you can see in his game, he like when he's in the post, he moves like Hakeem Olajuwon. Like he does some of the posts, the shake, the spins, the switching of pivots. He's really good at manipulating his feet. And that's one thing that Jokic does a really good job at. And I think Olajuwon, go ahead.
To another thing that just popped in my head too, he has one of the greatest moves, the Dream Shake, right? And something that is super important, I feel like, in these conversations, because I don't know if Jokic will have, does Jokic have a move that you can say, all right, that's the Jokic? Or like, for me, I don't think he has one. I'm not, it's not a
I mean, he
diss
has
at him.
that. I mean, he has that. He has. I mean, his right hook is probably unstoppable. It's probably one of the most unstoppable plays.
But it's
I
not
don't
like
know
a
the percentage
Kareem.
about it, but
Like,
I mean,
I
it's just a
understand
regular baby
this.
hook shot. It's just a regular baby hook. I mean, it's just a regular baby hook shot, but it's automatic for the most part.
People went to Kareem to learn the hook shot. People went to Hakeem to learn the
I
post moves.
mean,
Like your favorite player, Kobe
if you're looking
Bryant went
for
to Hakeem Olajuwon
If you're
and
looking
said,
for
"Teach me how
something
to, I'm a
where,
guard, but teach me how to play the post."
if you're
I
looking for where
don't, that's
something,
huge.
if you're looking for something where Jokic will be remembered by, it's probably gonna be his passing ability as a big man. I mean, I don't think there's ever been a big man who can pass like him in the history of the league, at all. Like at 7 feet tall, to have the vision that he has, it's unmatched. I think that's what Jokic to me will be remembered as. I think that's where a lot of That's where he's able to manipulate a lot of voters is because he's doing stuff that has not been seen before from a player of his size on the offensive end. And I think that overlooks, I mean, obviously they're winning too, but that just him individually, that overlooks his defensive liabilities that he does portray because he's able to, okay, you scored on me, let me get the ball out the basket, let me throw it 90 feet. And let me hit my guy Aaron Gordon already on the other side of the end on, dunking the ball. And he can make those plays. We've seen him make those plays
Well, yeah, I mean,
continuously.
but
So
even that, like, it's not a shot because I'll do this. When I think of the outlet pass, I don't think of Jokic. I think of Kevin Love. No,
I
Kevin
mean,
Love
come
would,
on, come
Kevin
on.
Love, he, let me say, the
Jokic
best outlet pass, Kevin Love dominated.
is a Jokic does it literally like I would say once a week he's doing that. Maybe once.
Just do yourself a favor and go to
I mean,
YouTube
I know
and
Kevin
just
Love.
look it up.
I know, but I mean,
Right?
but
And
the okay. So the passing efficiency that Jokic does with like how many
no,
times he gets the
you mentioned
ball,
how.
and I mean, I'm just saying he's gonna be known for his passing ability. Not that's
Oh
going to
yeah,
that's
I
going to be his
understand.
that's going to be his
I'm following
blueprint.
the conversation.
If like
What I was
someone
gathering.
goes into his if someone like someone wants to go learn from Jokic, they're not going to say, "Hey Jokic, how do I shoot a three so consistently good?" They're going to say, "Hey, how can I pass like you?" That's what they're going to Jokic for. Anything else? Or
No, let's go to number three.
all right, cool, perfect. Number three is who do you have for number three?
Hakeem,
Okay,
which we just talked about. So yeah,
yeah. I have Shaq as number three, so we can kind of skip that.
let's get real.
Or who do you have for four?
Yeah, are we counting the make-believe stats, or we only doing the
Yeah,
stuff that we really know about?
so honestly, I
Like that's
really did stuff
important.
that I really know about. I didn't include Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell.
Okay.
In this, obviously, there are top five bigs in people's eyes and probably in most eyes, but I didn't include them on this list personally.
All right, so for me, before I want to hear yours before I do mine, because mine's probably gonna grab people crazy. So you go yours first.
I'm gonna say David Robinson, for the amount of years that he played in. I was kind of fumbling between him and Moses Malone, but I was like, let me put
Those are your
him.
four or five?
No, my fifth one's probably gonna shock a lot of people. But my fourth one is David Robinson. So if you don't know, David Robinson was in the military and he came to the league late. So he had to join the league in tw when he was 24 years of age. That was his first season. And he dominated. Won Rookie of the Year, won all NBA on eight all NBA teams, all defensive teams, had a Finals MVP, Defensive Player of the Year award. Won an MVP, eight All-Stars. Obviously, he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's probably one of the more underappreciated bigs just because the amount of years he played, I think, in the league. Like, I mean, like when he started versus like when he ended comparatively to like Jokic or even Shaq or even Kareem. And I think, to me, I would say that he's probably one of the better bigs, of all time. I think he's number four. The Admiral.
What's crazy is he's my number four. I thought I was gonna shock people.
They were also
This is
number four.
unfortunate. We have a Robinson.
Okay. I
Yeah,
mean, it's hard to argue against
that's
him, honestly. 25 and 11 for the most part of
all
his
right.
career.
All right,
So,
number five. No, number five. Now it's time for the craziness then.
okay.
All right.
Who
Oh,
do you
go ahead, go
have?
ahead. You wanna go first or me?
No, go ahead. Because you probably have what I. You part. I know for sure you don't have him because you
I
hate
know,
this guy.
you. I think I'm the only person that has this guy in here, Joseph. The guy who I have number five is probably the most disrespected player in NBA history. Like, I don't think people understand his run when he was in Orlando. It rivaled Shaquille O'Neal. It really did. They really said, "Hey, Van Gundy said we're gonna build this team around one big, and we're gonna have everybody play outside." Which honestly is today's game. So you can really trace the roots of the stretch four and all the five guys out, like really to this team in the Orlando Magic with Dwight Howard.
Wow.
Yeah, Dwight Howard number five for me. If you look at the stats, this guy for his career averaged, oh, I just had it. He only averaged 15 points a game because he did play a lot towards the end of his years, and they were kind of the game kind of passed him by, right? Where fives were coming outside, and it seemed like they wanted guys who could shoot threes. That wasn't Dwight Howard's game. But defensively, like, can you remember a better defensive center during your lifetime?
I
Like, he
mean,
seemed to block everything. I know he got dunked on by Kobe, but we don't we can pass that by.
yeah, I mean, the only one that kind of is on par with him is playing right now, and that's Wembanyama. We talked about that last episode or 2 episodes
Wembanyama,
ago.
yeah.
But I mean, I'm not comparing him to Dwight right now because he's nowhere there yet. But yeah, I agree.
Just absolute dominant. Like
Yeah.
that's what it was. People would come inside and they're like, "Oh, Dwight's somewhere." And he wasn't this like super tall guy. He was only 6'10". And he really played a lot bigger than that because he was so athletic. He won a couple dunk contests for his career. And again, my basketball is probably, you could tell, I prefer kind of that defensive guy as well as the offensive game. No, I understand in the comments people go crazy. Jokic exceeds Dwight Howard offensively as much as probably Dwight Howard exceeds Jokic defensively. If you put them together, I think you have a Kareem type player, but unfortunately, these guys weren't. They were just one was heavy offensively, one was heavy defensively, and I lean defensive.
Yeah, so my guy's actually not even. I don't even know if he's considered one of the top 5 greats in a lot of people's eyes. But I'm gonna go out there and say is Patrick Ewing. That's who I got as my
Ewing,
fifth pick,
really?
and the reason being is because the Knicks were going through a huge downturn when he joined. He was the number one pick. Some say it was rigged, whatever the case may be, and he kind of revived the city as well as reviving just the overall New York Knickerbockers. Obviously they didn't win a championship. They haven't won one since since what? But our King and Phil Jackson were on the same team together. But I think Patrick Ewing is very underappreciated, and it's mainly because to me when I think of a big man who has it all, who can score, who when he gets to the free throw line they make shots and whatnot. When I think of the modern big, I think of a guy like Ewing. Like I think of an Embiid, obviously not as skilled as Ewing. I mean, sorry, not as skilled as Embiid, but I think of a guy like Patrick Ewing, of a guy who had to carry offensively and also defensively a little bit of a team. And I think Ewing to me is on that list in my eyes. I know I'm probably gonna get a lot of pushback for this from a lot of people. People are saying, "Wait, you're saying that Ewing is better than Jokic?" I am saying that. And I think I have a right to say that. I mean, at this point in their careers, right? And again, I'm comparing it to where Jokic is right now. And in terms of where he is right now, in terms of, what they did. And just looking at the numbers, the only thing that really Jokic has better at than Patrick Ewing are rebounds. And assists, and the rebounds is by a small
Impressive.
margin. Is by a small margin, 0.4. Everything else, Ewing has a full edge. Obviously, the MVP awards and the finals appearance is gonna
Yeah.
change some things, which may give people the leg up on
Ewing
him.
got in the
But
finals. Ewing got to the finals. He just
yeah, but they
lost in
didn't win.
Spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
And but that was a eighth seed.
yeah,
Like
yeah.
that was kind of truly special run that they had. But it was towards like the end of his career. So, I
Yeah.
mean, I kind of understand. But yeah, for the comments, I just want people to know, all right? When I say Dwight Howard, the guy, five all NBA first teams, Jokic has three. So I'm sure he'll pass them by his career unless he says, hey, I'm done playing, which I highly doubt. They get paid so much money. All NBA teams total, eight for Dwight Howard, only five for Jokic. Four all defensive first teams, zero for Jokic, including three defensive player of the years. And he led the NBA in rebounds five times, led the NBA in blocks twice. So that's the type of guy we're talking about.
Yeah, and then next thing we wanted to talk, is there anything else we wanted to talk about in terms of the top five, or I think that's it?
No, I think it kind of wraps up. I think we have really similar names there. And the advantage that we have is we know how these guys' careers played out so far.
Yeah.
But if I'm on the playground, I'm just picking guys. I'm picking these guys before Jokic, in my opinion. That's just including Patrick Ewing. I like that pick. Very sneaky because he's another guy who's often
Oh,
forgotten
really?
about. I
Yeah.
think we nowadays people will say, well, he failed as Georgetown's head coach. But let's talk about just the playing career. He was a really great player for the New York Knicks, and probably I'm trying to think. He's the last really
Great. I mean,
face of the franchise guy that they selected and
probably for the
grew
Knicks,
and
yeah.
stuff,
Yeah,
right? Because they always now it's just free
I would
agency.
say so. I think it goes without saying, but I think Jokic is he's on pace to kind of become a prominent big in the NBA history. I think one thing I do wish that Jokic did a little bit better though is being an ambassador of the game and ambassador of the NBA. I think that's where my underappreciation comes from him. I mean, it's not really underappreciation, just more of I give the same energy that he's given off. Where, in my opinion, this is not my opinion, so I can't speak for Zach, but in my opinion, I think of it like a slap in the face to all of the past bigs who have came in the league, and for him just to kind of shrug off, NBA honors and NBA finals appearances and just how successful he is doing. Because I think people, don't understand how hard it is to win at the NBA level consistently, especially as consistently as the Nuggets are doing right now. Like, they're on track to go two in a row, all right? And you walk outside and talk to somebody on the street, you wouldn't even know, and that's the type of stuff where you don't really get my respect because you're not really giving the game its respect. And hey, this may get a lot of hate after all the stuff I said happy about Jokic, and I'm here for it, but that's just how I feel. Like, I feel like this. You need to start honoring the game and honoring the people before you so that you can have some good karma, but also so that people can kind of start to put you in that NBA history conversation. Because if you don't, you're not gonna get there. And maybe he doesn't care. Like he says, he does not care about being one of the best bigs of all time. He said that. I mean, he said it. He says it every single time someone asks him about it. So people just stop asking him about it. So, like, I get it. Basketball is your job, and you love riding horses. You love your family. You love everything that you do in Serbia. But you do got to show a little bit of love to the NBA and become an ambassador for the game because there are great Serbians coming into the league right now. Like, there just are. And the Serbians team is actually really good. So, like, national team, I mean. So, and I watch a lot of international basketball. Well, I have in the past. I haven't really watched it this year too much. But in the past, I've watched it. And there are Serbians all around the world in, La Liga basketball in Spain, ABA in Spain, EuroLeague. So the game is going to grow continuously without Jokic, obviously. But I think he can do a little bit better job than just embracing the NBA, just in general.
Hey, that's your take. I really don't care about the being an ambassador for the league.
Yeah, I think it's important though. I think it is because that gets people on your side in terms of being a fan of you. Like, people just like Jokic. Just I don't know why people.
Just watch the games.
Yeah, but don't you want somebody to be an ambassador of the game? Like, you want somebody to kind of have some type of respect level for the game. You don't care. Like, you don't care if someone just goes to the game and just says, "Oh, I hit a game winner," and "Oh, let's go home, guys."
Well, I really don't, because one of my favorite players of all time is Allen Iverson. And if you listen to Allen Iverson now talk about his career, the guy was going out to the club, partying, 3 a.m. coming, waking up and going to the game and stuff like right away. Never practiced. But he was a gamer. Like, I care about that kind of stuff. Like, how are you acting in the game?
Okay.
I get, like, I listen to some people who are like, well, you can't rank him because he didn't care about the craft. He shot 40% and stuff. It's like, nah, if you, I'm a guy, like, I like watching the game and seeing who makes a huge impact. And I don't think you can watch the Nuggets game and look and say Jokic isn't making an impact for the team.
Okay. I can see that. All right, let's get to the Nuggets overall team, because right now the Nuggets are sitting at first team, and this is where we can kind of end things out here with the
They passed my T-Wolves?
Actually, they're tied for number one seed still. I'm sorry, my bad. They're tied for number
Yeah,
one seed.
represent.
Well, I
Yeah.
don't know how
Anthony Edwards holding it down.
I think the T-Wolves have the tiebreaker over them because the T-Wolves beat them in the series. But anyways, I wanted to bring up just this team because I think this team does not get a lot of respect, as I was saying. I think this is the reason why Nuggets are kind of flying under the radar right now. Even when they won the championship, it wasn't really too much love for them. And this team is really good. Team has I count it, and I could have miscounted, but team has 9 first round picks on their team, 9 former first round picks on their team. They have guys who have been the head honcho of teams on their roster, starting with Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray can be that if needed be. So this roster is very talented. KCP is another talented shooter. Michael Porter, another talented scorer, and also who's bought in playing defensively. So when I look at this team, although I see Jokic and maybe he does get the best out of his teammates, maybe he does get the best out of his players, I honestly see a perfect team that plays basketball the way that it's supposed to play. And that could be influenced by Jokic. It could be. But when I watch the Nuggets, I just don't see one guy. Like yesterday, I was watching Iowa and I saw Caitlin Clark, and that was it. Like, that was legit it. And she was making other people better on her teams, but they just weren't a good team compared to South Carolina. Just because it was 1-on-5, 1 against 5 great players. You can't win this league with just 2 great players in the NBA or even 3. So when I look at this team, I see a stacked team that has the ability to win on any given night, with or without Jokic, I think, against a lot of teams. Now, Jokic, I'm not saying they're going to the NBA Finals without Jokic because that's not happening. But I'm just saying on any given night they could beat a lot of teams with just the roster that they have, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, I think you bring up a good point with their roster being what it is. They have some great talent on the roster. But when you look at it for, I guess for Jokic, it doesn't help his case that, how should you say this? Last year he played in the NBA Finals versus a team that no one thought was going to be in the NBA Finals. That, I mean, let's be real, the Miami Heat, they were an okay roster. But we saw in the finals, like, it was really just a play around for the Denver Nuggets because we all knew Denver Nuggets were going to win pretty easily. If he would have faced like the Celtics and beat them, I think his he maybe you'd view him differently. Because is that am I right or wrong in that thought process?
I think you have I think you have a saying. I think you're right. I think it's just because of the mere fact that they aren't really comparatively to other champions. Like when the Warriors beat the Celtics in the NBA Finals, like, I'm just talking about recent memory. That really, like, they even said it was more of like a miracle than anything, because they just weren't the better team. Like, they just weren't, like, talent-wise.
Well,
Like,
that's what goes into the play when you have an all-time great player in Steph Curry, though.
but like,
Right?
comparatively to Jokic, we haven't seen Jokic. Well, we have seen Jokic come up short with a team comparatively to the 2022 Warriors. Like, I remember watching, and I'm gonna bring up the bubble because I remember watching them against the Lakers when Jokic was kind of, first starting to kind of, spread his wings a little bit. And they choked a lot. Jamal Murray didn't choke. Jokic didn't choke, but the surrounding guys choked a
Well,
lot.
he went against guys like my guy Dwight Howard, who really they threw a ton of length. Team is really, really supporting his game because he's going against centers that are like smaller than him. They're not the 7 foot guys anymore that like Embiid. But then I say that, but then he plays Embiid. Like I remember, it's been the last couple of years, and he had some crazy game versus Embiid. So it's like, well,
Well, Embiid had a
you
crazy
can
game
do it
against
against
them
size
too.
now. They're both,
So,
yeah. So like those are the two guys that at the center position. I don't think I'm forgetting anyone when you say they're the best.
I just don't think that. I just don't think there's a team that is put together like the Nuggets are right now. Like, they have a slashing
They're
cutter,
so they
they
they're
have
big.
shooters, and they're all, to your point, they're all big. They're all like Aaron Gordon, 6'8", 6'9". Michael Porter, 6'9". Jamal Murray, 6'3". KCP, 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", in that range. So they have a lot of length, and they have a lot of good wings, like the Payton Watson coming off the bench, Christian Braun coming off the bench. Like, those are all lengthy guys, and they're going to get a lot of
They're
minutes
good,
come
but
playoff time.
they're not any top guys though. I
What do you
guess that's
mean?
where where Jokic, he is kind of carrying the load in the sense that if Jokic got fouled out, for example, we know Jamal Murray could probably step in for a game or two, possibly. Like Jokic was in foul trouble for the first couple games of a 7-game series. But if Jokic is hurt, are they a playoff? Like where are they at?
They're a playoff team for sure, but they are
Like a
not.
play-in team with
They're
the one
they're
of
a
those
play-in team.
guys?
Yeah, they're a play-in team. They're probably like
Yeah,
battling for the
so
ninth or
he
ninth or eighth
does make them a
seed.
lot better.
No,
They're not an NBA Finals
yeah, I
contender
agree. Yeah, I
without
said that.
Jokic.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. All right. Well, that's it for today, guys. You have anything else to add?
No, I mean, hope today we kind of cleared things up with the comments, and I would love to hear the audience's perspective on our top five and make your case for Jokic being in the top five already, passing up some of the guys we listed. I assume I have an idea of the pitch, but I want to hear it from the comment.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I definitely want to hear in people's thoughts about Jokic. I think it's about time to have this conversation. Like, where does Jokic rank historically amongst the other greats? And right now, he's, in my opinion, and in our opinion, he's not in the top five yet. But he can obviously break that. You
I
know,
would say
his
10.
career is,
I think he's top. I
he's for
think
sure,
that's not
seven,
crazy.
eight. He's for
I
sure
think
seven,
he's
eight.
top 10. He's
Seven or
somewhere,
eight.
yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
If we
I mean,
don't, if we're not
if
counting the fake stats.
Yeah, if we're not mentioning
Sorry,
Will
Will.
and Bill, like I would say seven or eight. I guess so. All right, guys. Thanks, Zach. Talk to you guys later.
Later.
Like and subscribe. Thank you.